smack me and I'll smack your back. I get goosebumps when the baseline dumps. Suck it into your ride. Now it's time to fight. It's DJ Mustard with his version of Element Buddha. We also checked out Mario, by the way, with How Do I Breathe. I saw over the weekend that you know, folks were singing along to some good R&B in Soccer Moon. Dr. Taman Semensamos. That was about it. Yeah, that we played for you.
Mm-hmm.
9:33, that's your time. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Fresh Breakfast, this is Wade, Ease, and now on Tuesdays, around this time, we usually just talk music, okay? We debate, we plug each other, we whatever is on our mind. And, you know, there was someone updated this early February, right?
Mm-hmm.
Industry friend of mine, Akuna, and his update read, right? And it's something that I've been thinking about as well.
Okay.
It's just that he verbalized it on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
The update reads, I swear I've been singing this song word for word for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
But today I realize that I can't make out 60% of the lyrics in this chorus. What song are we talking about? We're talking about this song. Hold that thought.
KK Lil D. Yo, we clips. You a fool for this one, homes.
Uh-huh. Actually, I'm going to forward it to the chorus.
Just I know, on. Why?
Why? You just want to go back to your childhood, all right? Hold on, this is the chorus, right?
You're a dead man walking like you got HIV. We got a whole other leg, got a swagger like a gummy rap on spin. If I really must, I'm crazy. I got a reason. Revelation had a position revealed.
Now, so we somewhat decided now, we somewhat going to speak to the guy who authored the song himself,
yeah,
or who wrote the chorus himself, and we're going to hear from the horse's mouth. Boy, what said the ogre in this song, girl? Desmond.
Yo.
What's happening, player?
Nah, no complaints, brother. How you doing?
No, we're good this side, Omez.
Shaquan.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
No, yeah. Look, man.
We're still trying to make up the
We're still trying to...
Dog, all I know for a fact is that we go hard. Do you get it?
You know what I mean?
That's it. Yeah.
Bro, there's a part in this song, bro. Hold on, man. Let me find the part.
That's the most important part.
Come on.
This part, man.
Then you have the dance.
And the dance, Inji. This part, bro. This part. Hold on, hold that thought real quick. This part, wait. Hold on.
Sweeter when I'm sitting on the MIC. You're a dead man walking like you got
HIV. Okay, we go hard. Swagger, like this, don't mean to. What is that part? What is that second stanza? That second.
And I've seen it.
I say, we go hard. No other inward.
Yeah.
That swagger like us. I don't mean to brag or boast, but if I really must.
That's it?
Don't mean to brag or boast.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to brag or boast. But if I really must, I'm conceited because I have a reason. Which means, like, I don't want to brag or boast, but the talent is there.
Is there, yeah.
No way, man. No way. Hold on. Let me listen to
it.
Yeah, let me listen. Yeah. Let me listen to this again. Hold on. Wait a minute.
I don't mean to brag, but if I must,
if you guys are forcing me, then you will know.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you must know.
And I don't want to be, so I don't want to seem conceited, yeah, but I have a reason.
I don't want to be conceited, but I have a reason to be conceited if I have to be.
You got HIV.
Don't mean to brag about.
Wow. I am today years old.
As old as I am. Oh my gosh.
Everybody, we've been singing this song, bro. When that part comes, it's just.
Seated.
been going on 15 yeah. years now, and a lot of people haven't figured it out yet.
Oh my gosh!
Like, it was a psychological technique that I learned from Lil Wayne.
Is that so?
Yeah, Lil Wayne used to, like, when he dropped the mixtapes, when he was heavy into the mixtapes, the Carters and all of that, he always used to make sure that he would slur his words. That's where a lot of these guys learn it from, like Young Thug and all of that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Little Baby and all
these
guys.
I was in love with music so much, I knew the technique back then already.
Way ahead of its time. Desmond, thank you so much, man.
We dreamt. Slept, ate music, everything was music.
Yeah.
So we were lucky enough to know those techniques. And I also started working with Eclipse at a very young age.
Yeah.
And he knew all about those things before, like things people don't even know now. He knew back then already.
Yeah. Wow.
FYI, there's a podcast that's dropping. I had a long conversation, almost 2 hours, with Rain MBG. We speak extensively about MBG. All of that. Yeah. That's dropping very soon.
Those were our heroes, man.
See,
first time I heard Namibian rap, it was Eclipse, Rain, and JT.
Word!
1020. Those were like rapping.
JT has this song with KK. Yo.
Yep. Crazy.
Awe.
Till this very day. Any song, no one can touch JT.
I know. JT, no, man. Shaquan.
You should have him on the podcast.
Yeah. I don't know where to find this guy, bruh.
Yeah, I mean, but Lil D is here. Yeah. I mean, Desmond is there. Yeah. You know, I'm actually watching the video now.
Yeah.
And, like, checking the dance moves and how crazy we went.
The swag. I see
clips. Shuna is in the video.
Shuna's in the video?
Yeah, she's in the video. She's the girl with the white baggy pants. Yeah, DHBS Mosne. Yes, and I also see, what's her name? Lee Rousseau, I think she's a pilot now.
Lee also.
It's so beautiful, man.
Wait, the girl that's dancing here.
With the white pants and the black hoodie?
That's Shuna,
yeah.
Wow.
Now we go way back.
Yeah, way back.
Wow.
Way back. Fantastic. And she was actually a good, very good dancer.
No, she was. She was really that girl, yeah.
Very good dancer. That's insane. One last question for you, Desmond. I've been doing some digging, right? And in my research, for the life of me, I cannot get hold of this guy. Va as M. Dwayne, a.k.a. Dunamis Migazi.
Isn't he back in Angola?
But I think he's from Zambia.
Is he from Zambia? Oh, why did I think he was from Zambia.
I think if I speak under correction, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's a Boston or something.
Mm-hmm. No freaking way.
If I'm not mistaken. I mean, it's a good look, man. Like, in the world we live in today, if you find God,
Listen, you got to stay prayed up.
We live in a very dangerous time.
Yeah.
So it's a good look for him, man. But I think he's still making music, but just a different genre now.
Okay.
Well, Desmond, thank you so much, Buta. We appreciate you,
I appreciate you guys for the call, man. And keep up pushing local music, man. I just recently got back into radio again, listening to radio.
Yeah.
Because for a while, I didn't feel like there's a feeling that radio has. And when I started listening to radio again, I started listening to you guys, and that feeling was there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
I've been listening. Like, even the topics where you guys were talking about when you can't be friends with people and all of that, I almost called in even.
Just
chill. Yeah, but keep up the good work, man. You guys are still uplifting the whole industry, the whole entertainment industry, and pushing also.
Nah, I appreciate it, man.
Even though we're not making music anymore, man, we're still listening and we're still following.
You're getting the real bag now.
FYI,
I really loved your logo.
I appreciate it.
I'm just saying.
I appreciate it. I just had to upload it just to show something.
Yeah, fantastic,
I appreciate it.
New generation, my man. Appreciate it, my good sir.
I see.
All right, cool. Let's leave it at that. We are today years old. We learned now. What the lyrics say.
Yeah.
Desmond, wow. You see, this is timeless music. It'll never get old. 15 years later, here we are speaking on a on a prime platform. 9:43, we've got Nelly lined up, Slick Hearty, as well as King Elegant.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh.